Last night, the Saints were moving the ball. Now, I thought this was kind of a bold move. Years ago, when a team won the toss, they accepted the ball. They wanted the ball first. The recent trend has been to get the ball at the beginning of the second half, to choose to let the other team start with the ball. You know, you want to get out there, you want to get warmed up. I like that the Saints said, no, we want the ball first. I mean, I thought that was kind of a passive-aggressive thing, and I like that. And the Saints are moving the ball, and things looked really great during their first possession, and then this happened.
First down at the Kansas City 39, first drive. Back to throw, pressure up the A-gap, and Carr just lost it up, and that's going to be intercepted by Brian Cook. Not sure if he was touched. The referees have not blown the whistle. Cook down the left sideline, midfield, 40, 30. He may score unless...
Stepped out.
What in the world? Well,
one official, they marked him down. His hand touched back here. It was a jump ball, but when he went up, he touched out of bounds. His body touched out of bounds, and so no official is running up the field.
The ruling on the field is an interception by the defense. The runner was down by contact. It's first down, Kansas City.
Okay. Derek Carr has been in the game for a long time. You don't throw up the ball. You don't do that. There are too many ways to throw it out of bounds. And if you can't succeed at just throwing the ball away, then, you know, you're going to be the target of criticism, and justifiably so. He couldn't even throw the ball away. That was the turning point. And the Saints didn't seem to recover after that. Here's something else that I haven't heard mentioned a lot. Derek Carr made some notes last night. Let me get those notes. So Derek Carr was quarterback for the Raiders. The Raiders and the Chiefs are big rivals. So Derek Carr has been at Arrowhead Stadium numerous times. And I can't find my notes. I want to say that in all the times that he's been at Arrowhead Stadium, Derek Carr has only won three times. Only had three victories against the Chiefs. Now, if anybody wants to correct me, if I'm wrong on this, I'm not a stats guy. So if there's something about this that is not right, please correct me. That's okay. But I think Derek Carr has only won three times when playing against the Chiefs. And he's been in Arrowhead Stadium a lot. You know what I think? I think Derek Carr walked into that stadium and was subconsciously intimidated. I think he was intimidated, and I think on a subconscious level, and I'm just speculating here, this is just my opinion, but psychiatrists will tell you that this is a factor, that people do remember things, and that our subconscious self has a lot to do with directing our conscious self. And so I think Derek Carr walked into that stadium intimidated. And so what does he do? This big play in the first possession just throws the ball up. You don't do that. I know not to do that. I mean, I played football until the ninth grade, so I don't consider myself to be a football player. But as little as I played, I know you don't do that. And I have watched the game like many of you, and we've watched college, and we've watched the NFL, and we have seen that nothing good comes from just throwing the ball up in the air. And I don't know what the stats are, but quite often it turns out to be an interception. And you can't give a team like Kansas City that kind of advantage that early in the game. And I think that touched the psyche of Derek Carr and the Saints.
This is a really good theory. I think you're spot on. I have a different idea. I have a different take here. I think he was trying to throw the ball to Taylor Swift.
I mean, what other explanation he's trying to get in a favor. He's trying to get some tickets. He's trying to get some tickets to Taylor Swift for his family. So he thought, I'll just give her the ball. In my first possession, I'll just lob it way up there into the suite.
Well, he might as well have been trying to throw it to her. I mean, that's how close he was to, you know, getting her. But I mean, it's so easy to throw the ball out of bounds that this is something that no quarterback, no seasoned quarterback should ever fail at. I mean, you shouldn't fail at this. And this is a fundamental mistake, and I want all of you to think about what you do in your job. There are fundamental mistakes that you can't make. And you've learned not to make those fundamental mistakes. If you make those fundamental mistakes, it's going to cost you. In your job, it's going to cost you. And this was one of those fundamental mistakes. And I think Derek Carr walked into that stadium, and I just think he was snake bit. I think he was snake bit by his record. And I'm gonna find that here in just a moment. I've got a bunch of notes in front of me here, so I know I've got it here, but I forget what it was. In fact, somebody can text it in. But I think Derek Carr, of all the times that he played against the Chiefs, I think he only had 3 victories. So even though he was with the Saints, he's got a subconscious history. He's got body memory. You know, that you know your body remembers things, even if you don't consciously remember things. And psychiatrists will tell you that.